Think about the drive back home for Thanksgiving if you're a singer on the road, with your clothes in the car and your guitar on the back seat. You've been performing your own songs in clubs, and it's nice to find surprises on the radio. That happened to Cheryl Wheeler when she stopped by our studio this week. She'd just been listening to the old rock standard, Memphis.
Sometimes you get to hear a song on the radio that is so good that then you just turn the radio off because it's not going to get any better.
Can you do that guitar? That?
Nah, I don't know it. Yeah. I mean, I don't ever know that stuff.
See?
But I just think that I love that.
Help me, operator. Got to get a
message. Help me, operator. This is Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, and he's looking for Marie, who's 6 years old. It's a pretty bizarre song. But it's got that line in it. My uncle took a message and he wrote it on the wall.
Yeah.
I used to do Kansas City.
That's a good traveling song.
Kansas City, yeah. I haven't done it in years. I heard a tape of myself doing it, and oh gosh, I don't even remember how to play it. And I used to play it every night.
Going to Kansas City, here I come.
Yeah.
Going to go to the corner of 12th Street and Vine.
I'm standing on the corner of 12th Street and Vine.
Right. They got some crazy...
Yeah. Standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. Standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. I don't know what the next line is. With my Kansas City woman, my bottle of Kansas City wine. Yeah, I might take a train. Take a plane, but if I have to walk, wanna get there just the same. Going to Kansas City, here I come. They got some pretty little women there, I'm gonna get me one. Cool song.
When you go home for Thanksgiving, or any place for Thanksgiving, do they expect you to play and sing after?
Well, I don't take my guitar anymore. Because I just, you know, it's, I'm on the road so much, and that's such a weird scene to be in. You know, there's 15,000 people sitting with little children and everything. And I mean, it's, I love to sit around and play with a group of people who are in a musical place, and that's what they want to do. They want to sit around and sing old hymns or whatever, and hopefully I'm not the only musician in the crowd. But if it's give us, you know, a real quick little performance, give us an example of what you do, it's like, ooh, I can't just do that sitting here in the living room.
Yeah, it's like Uncle Jack's a plumber, go out to the truck and get your tools and come in. And
It's just... I mean, I enjoy sitting around in a group of people in a living room situation playing very much. It doesn't happen as much as it used to. That whole Mrs. Panucci song was about that, about a night where we actually did sit around singing all night long. And all kinds of songs. The songs from, I mean, Mrs. Panucci played Yankee Doodle. And we went through, I mean, we just played, you know, we played a zillion songs that night from probably three different generations. And the guitar just was passed around all night. And that's fun.
Mrs. Panucci, you titled an album from this song. Mrs. Panucci learned to play when she was 57?
That's right.
Learned to play guitar?
That's right.
Where was she? Who is she?
She lives in Florida in the winter and in a little town called Buttonwoods, which is kind of like in Warwick, Rhode Island. It's right on the bay there in the summer. And I'm sure she's 83 at least now. She's just this delightful woman who loves music. Her guitar playing is somewhat halting. She like goes, Yankee Doodle went to town. No, Yankee Doodle went to town. No, Yankee Doodle went to town. But it's wonderful because she was so completely uninhibited, you know, and she didn't care that it took her a while to find every chord. That set everyone into a hey, what do we care? I jokingly tell people that people who had never played the guitar before, after Mrs. Panucci played, were like, sure, hand it over, I'll play a number. And so that one guitar was passed around all night, and everybody played it.
Sing the song that you wrote about her, please.
Ooh.
And her guitar.
Mrs. Panucci.
Let's spell it. It's
P-I-N-O-C-C-I.
Panucci.
I know. It wouldn't seem like that you'd pronounce it that way, but... Well, Diane and Billy been friends forever. They go back a long time. They grew up together. And she called to tell us he'd written from Rome. For the whole month of August, he'd be at home. So we went to see him at her house one evening, in the place where they'd spent all their summers as kids. We walked all around in the small Bayside town, where his dad's called the bingo for 35 years. And later on that night, under the porch light, Mrs. Panucci brought her six string over. She said she'd been playing since she turned 57. And now I guess she's more than 20 years older. She played Yankee Doodle. We sang along with her. She passed it around. All played a number, and neighbors and friends dropped by for the singing. Later, a guy no one knew came to sit in. For the moon on the water, for the light from the stars, oh, I thank the spirits, whatever they are. For friendships that last, and songs from the past, and Mrs. Panucci's guitar. This is Panucci's guitar.
That's pretty. You know, it reminds me in a way of a thought that I always have at Thanksgiving is for absent friends. I always like it when somebody will raise a glass to absent friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's lovely.
Almost like they're there singing in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you sing a new song for us, please?
All right. All my new songs are morose, because I am now, but I'll get over it. So,
is that just like the seasons or the years?
No, it's just this particular, the events of this particular year. I was up in Vancouver a couple weeks ago, which is a lovely city, and I was staying in a wonderful, really neat hotel called the Sylvia Hotel. This is a lonely life, as I know you know too well. I'm thinking of you tonight, here in the Sylvia Hotel. I'm smoking a cigarette and drinking a glass of beer, catching a conversation I am trying not to hear. One more, why not? Okay, guess I'm glad I came to stare at English Bay under all the rain. There's a cat in this bar right now, twitching his tail away. I called with a soft meow. Maybe he only speaks Francais. And you must be safe in bed, down in your cowboy home. I don't wonder why you left, I wonder why you stayed so long. One more, why not? Okay, I'm glad I came. And here's to English Bay in the lovely rain. I found some matches from Durango in my pocket. But if I let my heart get sad, then I can't stop it. And this is a lonely life, though I think it suits me well. And everything's fine tonight here in the Sylvia Hotel.
It's okay to be a little bit sad on Thanksgiving, I think.
Good. Oh, I think there's something, I don't know, not melancholy. Yeah, there is. It's like a touching. I feel like that way at both Thanksgiving and Christmas. I feel happy and some moved or something.
Yeah. I guess the important thing is to be paying some attention to what's going on, to stop for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving, too, the whole idea that the point of it is to stop and, you know, remember how fortunate you've been. And, you know, I mean, I've never had a year when I couldn't have spent at least half of the year just thinking about how fortunate I was. Mm-hmm. So that's a great, great thing. And it's neat to be with your family. And we see ourselves all getting old. And it's wonderful, you know.
Singer-songwriter Cheryl Wheeler, who's spending this Thanksgiving Day with family and friends in Maryland.